I'm Robin Young. It's here and now. 80-mile-an-hour winds and heavy rain are lashing Haiti, and more than a million people left homeless by January's earthquake are weathering Hurricane Tomas in tents, in camps they've refused to evacuate. Yesterday, aid workers and government officials using bullhorns convinced a few thousand people to leave the tent camps. But there are now growing concerns about mudslides and waterborne cholera, which killed more than 400 people last month. Joining us on his cell phone is Randall Archibald, New York Times reporter in Haiti. Randy, where are you and what's it like there?
Right now, I'm in downtown Port-au-Prince. We're checking out what the conditions are. There's off and on heavy rain. There isn't much wind. A storm is just beginning to cross the southwestern tip of Haiti, so the worst of the storm has not arrived yet. There's mostly street flooding, pockets of water here and there, but so far the camps appear to be holding up pretty well.
Well, it was the camps that were the big concern. Yesterday, the president of Haiti told people on the radio, save yourselves. He said, if you're in a tent, find a friend to stay with. But you and other reporters are saying that many of the people in the tent encampments don't have anywhere else to go. So what's happening there?
That's very true. Most people pretty much stayed in the camps. They didn't have an alternative home to go to. There's still quite a bit of devastation around here, a lot of collapsed buildings, a lot of unsteady, unsturdy buildings. A lot of people lost their friends and relatives, so there really wasn't a place to go. And the prospect of evacuating a million people or so from tent camps was pretty much an impossible feat, and I think the government recognized that. They probably dodged something of a bullet in that the hurricane did not come directly to Port-au-Prince. It's going to go a couple hundred miles to the west between Haiti and Cuba. So they were fortunate that the hurricane is not directly coming across Port-au-Prince where most of the population lives. But at the same time, the heavy rain could produce a lot of flooding and a lot of problems in terms of spreading disease and making life even more miserable than it already is.
We're reminded that one of the big problems that has led to Haiti's crises in the first place is that it's been so deforested. And I'm assuming with these heavy rains, there's concern that the water's just going to pour down into impoverished towns where people live.
That's true. A lot will depend on how much rain falls in the mountains. The Weather Service had predicted something of 12 to 15 inches in some places. And that could send heavy torrents of water down rivers and streams, some of which flow through Port-au-Prince and near the camps. So really right now it's a wait-and-see game. So people have their fingers crossed and are waiting until later this afternoon when the brunt of the storm would have passed.
Well, meanwhile, you describe incredible scenes of aid workers, you know, trying to move people from tent camps, you know, outside of the capital city to higher ground. And people enraged, desks overturned, because they are afraid that if they leave their tents, someone will take their stuff.
That's true. It was a very chaotic scene there. There's a lot of suspicion and mistrust of any authority. These people had been moved already once before. They are concerned that it was sort of a ruse to get them to leave so other people could be moved into the camp. There are certainly a certain number of troublemakers in the camp who kind of stir things up. So these are some of the things that the aid groups have to confront day to day, and especially in a crisis, it's only worse. They made a strong effort to first convince people that a hurricane was in fact coming. A lot of people didn't really believe it. And once that was accomplished, they had to convince them that there was a safer place to be than the tents that had become their essential home. So it was a pretty big boulder to roll uphill. But in the end, they did end up evacuating on order of 2,000 or so people. And they're now in an abandoned hospital where I will be later on today. But I understand from one of our photographers who has just called me, says the conditions there are pretty grim. A lot of water there, a lot of filth there, and people are not very happy.
Randall Archibald, New York Times correspondent covering Hurricane Tomas in Haiti. He's in Port-au-Prince. He says the hurricane has veered away from the capital, but it's still traveling across Haiti. Randall, thank you.
Thank you.